In Juba, hundreds of people, including party officials and supporters, turned up at the airport to welcome President Kiir and his delegation when they returned from Arusha this morning. SPLM officials say the Arusha agreement charts the path for reforms in the party and should be used to restore peace in South Sudan. For VOA News, Philip Thornaleu reports from Juba.
Akol Paul Kurdit, chairman of the SPLM Youth League and the spokesperson of the government delegation at the Arusha talks, says the Arusha agreement affirms the ruling party's commitment to restore peace in South Sudan this year. Kurdit says that by signing the agreement, the SPLM faction led by President Salva Kiir, the rebels known as SPLM in opposition under the leadership of former Vice President Riek Machar, and the faction made up of officials who were detained when the conflict began, agreed to work together again.
The main objective is to unify all the groups of the SPLM back to one movement and immediately undertake reforms in the party that will lead into reforms in the country. We have agreed on political issues, on organizational issues, and on leadership issues. All the contentious issues in the SPLM constitution shall be reviewed in the spirit of reconciliation and reunification.
The Arusha agreement recognizes that the division within the SPLM are among the root causes of the ongoing conflict in South Sudan. It says reunification and the reconciliation of the party are key to resolving the crisis, but it stresses that the talks in Arusha are just one step toward restoring peace in South Sudan. Kurdit says he hopes the Arusha agreement will make it easier for the warring sides in South Sudan's conflict to finally conclude peace talks brokered by regional bloc IGAD in Ethiopia.
This is not a final peace agreement, but this is an agreement meant to address the root causes of the conflict which started in the SPLM. This agreement is a watershed in the history of the people of South Sudan, is a cornerstone in our search for peace. When you solve a problem from its roots, then you'll have an opportunity to address all other consequences that came as a result of root causes.
Kurdit says the successful outcome of the talks in Arusha is proof that South Sudanese can reconcile their differences and work together.
This agreement shows the capacity and the capability of the people of South Sudan under the leadership of Comrade Salva Kiir Mayardit to solve their problem on their own. In Arusha, we were sitting alone. Chama Cha Mapinduzi, the facilitator, which is the ruling party in Tanzania, gave us the opportunity to discuss and come up with solutions to our problem.
The agreement says top SPLM officials who were fired by President Kiir when the crisis first erupted in December 2013 will be reinstated in the party. That includes Machar and Pagana Mom, who will be reinstated as deputy chairperson and secretary general, respectively. Kurdit declined to say when that might happen. Daniel Awenakut led the government faction at the talks in Arusha. He also thinks the Arusha agreement will help to finally end the conflict that has claimed thousands of lives, crippled the economy, and forced nearly 2 million people to flee their homes.
I'm grateful to people of Southern Sudan that your suffering will be stopped. You will see these people coming here in the next few days. You will find DF coming here so that the next will not start in Arusha, but start here in Juba. So we are here with you.
But Awet admits that there are issues that still needed to be ironed out, particularly with Machar SPLM in opposition. He did not go into detail about what those issues are, but says he hopes they will be resolved at the talks brokered by IGAD. Those talks were adjourned last month, but are expected to resume soon. Nyala Deng Nyal is a member of the SPLM Political Bureau, the lead decision-making body of the party. Nyal is also the lead negotiator for the government at the IGAD-led peace talks. He says he expects the Arusha agreement will help move the peace process forward.
Peace is a process, it is not an event. The agreement that has been signed at least will make it possible for the group, the former detainees, to relinquish their opposition and come and become part and parcel of the political process.
Nyal threw a little bit of cool water on the agreement. He says that while the agreement reverses the decision taken by President Kiir, SSPLM chair, to fire top party officials, it is not certain that everyone who was dismissed from the party will return to the post they once held. The agreement is one of a series of commitments by the government and rebels to end the 13-month-old conflict. A clause in the deal urges the SPLM to use the Arusha process together with the IGAD talks in Addis Ababa to, quote, expedite the conclusion of the peace agreement in order to end the war. For VOA News, I am Philip Tonaleu in Juba.